Good morning. We're continuing to tell Adam, Klaus and Chavav, and we're starting Siman Dalet. The Chayadam now adds the following caveat. That we've been discussing until now, this idea that the other individuals do not have a chiyuv to step in and stop the katan from doing something wrong. That's all discussing in case where the katan is doing it for his own personal purpose. If the katan is doing it for the purpose of the adult, then already it's problematic for the katan to do that, and the adult has to stop the katan from doing that. The adult is not allowed to have a katan do an isser for him. The katan is doing it on his own. If the child is doing it for the adult, to benefit the adult, if he's doing it, he thinks this is what the adult wants. It gives an example. Kagan Katan, Shabbat Lachabis, Taleka Bishabis. The child sees a fire and he wants to go and put out the fire. So he's doing it because he knows it's going to be beneficial for his father or for other adults that they would like the fire to be put out. He knows that this is beneficial for his father or for others that this fire should be put out. So, if the father, leaving the father scenario for a second, we said that the katan, it does an aveira, other people are not mechuyav to stop him. So this child is putting out a fire. Arguably, child putting out a fire, other people are not mechuyav to stop the child from putting out the fire on Shabbos. That's the case when the child is doing it for his own purpose. But here the child is doing it to benefit the adult. So the situation, srichim lafrisha, so the adult has to stop the child from doing so. He cannot allow the child to do an aveira in this situation, the malacha of Shabbos, of putting out the fire to benefit an adult. Okay, now, this is true any age katan we're talking about, that even a child which is before the age of chinuch. We'll move on to a question which is a child is under the age of even havana. So we have the age of havana, which a child understands the idea of yes and no, etc. He has understanding that he's doing something. And there's an age of a child which is mamash a baby, has no idea at all what they're doing. So what about that situation? If a child is of that age and the child is putting out lights, something of that sort. So we will talk about the Bezat Hashem more in the context of the adult actually facilitating the child doing the Veira, which will be discussed Bezat Hashem in Siman Vav. So right now we're talking about a case of a child. The child is old enough that his action has some understanding what he's doing, but he has not reached the age of chinuch. A child can be 4 years old and he's not the age of chinuch, which he said normally is five, six or seven. He's before that time. So he said that acherim do not have a chiyuv to stop him at that point in time. Now we're saying that if the child is doing something for the adult, the acherim would have a chiyuv to stop them. Now, the chayyim says that this is all talking about a case where the child knows that he's doing something for the adult. Theoretically, in case where the child does not know they're doing anything for the adult, it's mutter. Not only is it mutter, it's mutter for the adult to sort of arrange such a possibility. So what's the example? We come walking with Nafal Adam, Eza Dabar Bishul Surabim. Person lost something in Bishul Surabim. Mutter Lahalach Lasham Katan. You can bring a child there. I feel a bino, even his own child. The child has no idea that the purpose why they're coming to visit this place is because the adult wants the child to find the item, pick it up, and carry it, which would be the malach of Havaris Tal Adamis. The child has no awareness of that, but that's the intent. The child knows we're coming there to visit, to play. Because had the child known, Deem Cain, that's the purpose, I said that that's gone. El Yerlichen Hashem Latayel, Viag Biadavar, Just bring the child there to play. And then the child will find something. The child will pick it up and run it over to the adult and say, look what I found. All the time not aware that that's really what the adult's intent was. So here is an interesting din that we say that the katan is doing an avera and the adult is not mukhiyev to stop the child. Because the child is not doing it al das the gadol. But not only is that mutter, it's mutter even if we're going to facilitate that for it to happen. Not that it happened on its own. We're bringing the child there with the intent that the child should do this, just not communicating it to the child. So in that situation, we're saying that's still mutter. Now the Chayyadim says the word afilu benoi, and we need to clarify that point, which seems to be difficult to understand. Afilu benoi, we'll talk about that more the next year.